Top Trump officials personally oversee deportation efforts in Chicago. By Warner Todd Houston on January 26, 2025. Breitbart News has confirmed that top officials of the Trump administration are in Chicago to personally oversee the administration's deportation efforts, and in a statement praised agents on the ground for their response to the national emergency of illegal migration. Trump's border czar, Tom Homan, and Acting Deputy Attorney General, DAG, Emil Bovar are both in Chicago this weekend to observe the work of members of the Department of Homeland Security, DHS, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, as well as the FBI, DEA, ATF, USMS, and federal prosecutors who are assisting in carrying out the president's deportation policy. The Chicago Office of the Drug Enforcement Administration, DEA, posted a message to X showing photos of Homan and Bove on the ground with agents in the Windy City. The DEA, along with our at the Justice Step partners, is assisting at DHSCOV and other federal law enforcement partners with their immigration enforcement efforts. pic.twitter.com/go7vxf8ecstasy. D Chicago, at D Chicago Dive, January 26, 2025. In a statement sent to Breitbart News, Bove praised the efforts of immigration agents on the ground who face potentially life-threatening situations as they track down and round up illegal migrants, most of whom have a violent history and long criminal records. This morning, I had the privilege of observing brave men and women of the department deploying in lockstep with DHS to address a national emergency arising from 4 years of failed immigration policy, Bove said in his statement to Breitbart News. In Chicago, and across the country, FBI, DEA, ATF, USMS, and federal prosecutors are working with DHS to secure the border, stop this invasion, and make America safe again, Bove continued. We will support everyone at the federal, state, and local levels who joins this critical mission to take back our communities. We will use all available tools to address obstruction and other unlawful impediments to our efforts to protect the homeland. Most importantly, we will not rest until the work is done, the nation's acting DAG concluded. True to Homan's word, Chicago was one of the first areas that the Trump administration pulled into to deliver on his key campaign promise of deporting hardened criminals who are in the U.S. illegally. When Todd Blanche and Emil Bove were defending President Trump against the radical left's lawfare, I had the opportunity to assist and support their efforts in court, said Breitbart News senior legal contributor Ken Klukowski. Bove's hands-on leadership here is exactly the sort of America First boldness that President Trump promised, and is vital to restoring the rule of law. As soon as Wednesday, 2 days after Trump's inauguration, the DHS, ICE, and other agencies began their work in Chicago. Despite the resistance from City Hall and threats from the state's left-wing Democrat governor, J.B. Pritzker. Despite the disapproval by state and local Democrat officials, many residents of the Windy City are supportive of the president's deportation plans. Some have even suggested that Homan and Bove arrest Chicago's self-professed progressive mayor, Brandon Johnson. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.